yeah, we've been trolling around the internet, checking out the most emailed, most viewed, and most searched news stories on the web. It's the BPP's own People's Choice Award. Our daily edition, we call the most. Let's kick it off in Washington, D.C. Korva Coleman, what do you have?
The top story that's been emailed on Reuters, Allison. There's an Icelandic teenager who's been to the inner sanctum, almost. He got the secret number to President Bush's scheduling secretary. 16-year-old Vifil Atlason says he pretended to be the president of Iceland.
Vifil.
He got through, and he scheduled a telephone appointment with Mr. Bush, but it didn't go through because Icelandic police knocked on the door and said, hey, we've just been contacted by the CIA. The best part of this is this kid says he's 16. He got the number 4 years ago when he was 12.
Whoa. He was waiting for his voice to drop.
Yes. Anyway.
The plan was foiled when the president denied Iceland was a country. You can't be the president of a made-up country.
I just want to know where he got the number.
All right, anyway. Korva, we also have proof that listeners of the BPP are quite brilliant.
They are brilliant. I have to make a correction. I'm happy to tell you that the universe is not squashed. In fact, the universe is fine. It's the solar system that's squashed. And I misquoted an article from space.com about the Voyager 1's voyage that said the solar system is being compressed, not the universe. And obviously there's a difference in size. And how do I know this? Thanks to Summer Ash, who's going to be Dr. Summer Ash. She's working on her doctorate in astrophysics. And I was
what
so
does she know?
Wrong. I mean, I was apparently so wrong. Get this. I made her head hurt.
That's what she said in the email she sent
said,
us.
Summer, I'm so sorry. You can come and squash me if you want. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
Summer.
The Advil's on Korva, Summer. Thank you. Trisha, let's go to you.
Oh, okay. Hey, so I have one of the most emailed stories from the New York Times, and it's about... it's one of those studies that you're going, why did anyone study this? But apparently an anthropology researcher started looking at why pregnant women walk upright. I guess that's how I'll say it. You know, as humans evolve to walk upright and then these big bellies stick out and how did that evolutionarily become possible?
I think the headline from the Times puts it better, which is like, why don't pregnant women tip over?
Yeah, that's true.
Walk upright sounds
having
like they finally
pregnant?
Evolved.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. So basically, this one researcher looked at the lower vertebra of women and men, compared them, and found that they were designed a little bit differently in that area. And so that helps women carry this front load easier than men would. So which kind of begs the question of when are they going to start setting beer bellies?
Yeah, exactly. Why doesn't every sports radio talk host tip over with their big...
What else
Dunlap.
Do you have, Tricia?
See, I feel like I shouldn't get the next turn because I don't think I did that one very well. But okay, we'll move on.
Redemption.
So one of the most searched terms on Google, this is via Google Trends, is the name Alan Keyes. And that may be because he showed up yesterday at the Iowa Republican debate sponsored by the Des Moines Register and Iowa Public Radio. There was Alan Keyes among all of the other more well-known Republican candidates. And people probably were going, well, wait a minute, what's he doing there? So, you know, it turns out to meet the criteria to attend that debate, you just have to have a 1% showing in a particular poll at the Des Moines Register. You have to have opened a campaign office and have hired at least one staffer by October 1st. So he met those criteria. He was included in the debate. And he took that opportunity to fight for some extra airtime because he obviously felt that he wasn't getting the same amount of attention as the more mainstream or so-called frontier candidates. So here's a little clip of him. It's pushed. Sorry, somehow my button didn't work. Taking to task the moderator of the debate, Carolyn Washburn, the editor of the Des Moines Register.
Congressman Paul, what's the biggest obstacle standing in the way of improving education?
Do I have to raise my hand to get a question? I'd like to address that question.
I'm getting to you.
No, you're not. You haven't in several go-rounds, so I have to make an issue out of it. I would like to address the question of education.
Go ahead.
I don't wish it to pass on.
Go ahead,
on
please. You have 30 seconds.
They had a minute. Why do I get 30 seconds?
When you're...
See, your unfairness is now becoming so apparent that the voters in Iowa must understand there's a reason for it.
When you're fighting for Ron Paul legitimacy, I need as much time as the guy getting 6% of the
Republican vote. Yeah, my favorite part is you can hear somebody saying, like, geez, or gee, or something as he's talking there. Just so you know, there's another debate today with Democrats, and two of the Democratic candidates didn't meet the criteria. Dennis Kucinich and Mike Revelle will not be attending today's debate.
Wow.
And the Des Moines Register says it's because they didn't, it's not the polling criteria, it's that they didn't meet the criteria of opening a campaign office by October 1 and having a full-time staffer. And the Kucinich campaign is very upset about this. So they have a guy apparently working out of his apartment in Dubuque, and they think they should be included.
Details, details. It comes down to the zip codes. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This does not involve food, which many of your most do, but
that
close.
Is my beat here on the BPP, yes. We have a most emailed story from Yahoo News, and we've all been in the situation in the airport in the last year or two with all these restrictions about liquids and creams and gels, and you think you cleared out your bag, but you forgot something in there, and you got to throw it out. Well, one man had something he really, really didn't want to throw out. It was a liter of vodka, and he decided rather than throwing it out, he would drink it all.
Is he
on
alive?
The spot.
Is he alive?
Yes, Corva, he's alive, but just barely.
Wow.
He had to be rushed to the hospital with life-threatening alcohol poisoning. This was in Nuremberg, Germany, at the Nuremberg airport. The man nearly died from alcohol poisoning after quaffing a liter. That's 2 pints of vodka. He is expected to be okay. Fortunately, he's a 64-year-old man. They didn't release his name. But I had a similar situation to this. I was leaving Chicago, and I had a bottle of Jack Daniels I had been given as a gift. And I forgot it was in my bag, and they said, you can't bring this. And I was very upset. It's a bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah. Now, I did not take the same route as this gentleman. I didn't want to drink it, but I didn't want to throw it out. I wanted someone to
you
get the benefit.
You poured shots for all of the security TSA people.
I would have, Luke, but the lady was very stern behind the counter, and she would not allow me to give it to any of her coworkers. I tried to get her to take it. I'm like, please take it. Bring it home. How about that guy? Does he want it? How about him? How about her? Maybe she would like it. Can I offer it over? And she's like, sir, throw it out.
You're now on the watch list for wandering around an airport offering people free alcohol.
So that's one bottle of Jack Daniels that nobody got to enjoy.
Hashman on the hooch watch list. Look at you. All right. That does it for the most. You can find these stories and other BPP goodies on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.